With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel launches a strike targeting Hezbollah commander in Beirut, Lebanon. An Israeli official said the commander is responsible for a deadly attack that killed 12 children and injured over 40 more over the weekend. A knife attack at a dance workshop in England leaves three little girls dead and nine more injured.
Around the world, people take their young children to events like this, and parents drop them off and leave them to enjoy a few hours. And that is what happened here yesterday, except a man came in and started stabbing people. Three young girls have died. There are five other children in a critical condition, and also two adults in a critical condition. The police say that those two adults tried to protect the children in their care when the man came in.
Nikki Schiller reporting. Police clashed with a crowd outside a mosque in northwest England near where the girls were stabbed to death. The community outrage follows a massive increase in knife attacks in the UK by religious radicals. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. job openings fell slightly last month.
But the number was stronger than expected. There were 8.1 million job vacancies in June, down from 8.2 million in May, according to the Labor Department. And layoffs dropped to 1.5 million, the lowest since November of 2022. The U.S. economy and job market have proven remarkably resilient, despite the Federal Reserve's aggressive campaign to tame inflation by raising its benchmark interest rate to a 23-year high. I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate approves two bills that would boost the safety and privacy of kids online. This is SRN News. West Virginia is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on a transgender case.
Earlier this year, a federal appeals court found that West Virginia's refusal to cover certain health care for transgender people with government-sponsored insurance is discriminatory. The state's Republican Attorney General said West Virginia is not a rich state and, quote, can't afford to do everything. West Virginia is asking the Supreme Court to hear the matter, arguing that states with limited resources should have the discretion to utilize those resources as they see fit to meet the needs of the population. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with evangelical Christian leaders during his visit to Washington last week. Writing on social media, the prime minister expressed his deep appreciation for their unwavering support of Israel, especially during these challenging times. This is SRN News. A heat wave hits France as Olympics competitions continue. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The 2024 Olympics famously launched with a rain-soaked opening ceremony that drenched athletes and spectators alike. Now the Games is facing the opposite experience, a heat wave. Most of France is under a warning, with temperatures in Paris and surrounding areas expected to climb to 95 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. The heat wave's expected to be even worse in the south of France, including the region around the Mediterranean city of Marseille that's hosting Olympic competitions like soccer and sailing. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The U.S. women's gymnastics team wins the Olympic gold medal for the first time since 2016. Simone Biles sealed the win with her floor routine performance. This is the fourth gold medal for the U.S. women, with the others coming in 96, 2012, and 2016. More details at SRNnews.com.